Better Farming, produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're going to talk about salvaging considerations for damaged timber stands. Hello, I'm Tim Allison, and welcome to Better Farming. Today we're talking with Trey DeLoach, an extension forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Trey, there's a lot of people, especially in South Mississippi, that have some severely damaged timber stands. And what should they do with that damaged timber?
With the damaged timber, you know, they should try to salvage it if possible, but we've come up with a set of guidelines, you know, that kind of help a landowner assess their whole timber stand, take their focus off of some of their focus off of strictly what's down, kind of focus a little bit on what's still standing with their timber stand, and try to figure out what they need to do with the whole stand. And we came up with a little model for landowners, three questions that they can ask themselves and get those answered. Either they can figure out the information they need to answer those or get a professional forester to help those. But the first one is, do I have a manageable timber stand left undamaged? What's left out there that's undamaged? And we set this up kind of to answer this question on a density measure, a basal area. If you have about 50 square feet or more left, you have a manageable stand left. It's understocked, but it's still manageable. If you have about 40 square feet in that ballpark, it's really low, possibly can manage it, possibly you want to go ahead and salvage it, or really what you want to do is probably hold that for, you know, a year, the undamaged part, and then move into possibly selling that. We talk about doing some rehabilitation work with that, you know, timber stand improvements, maybe using herbicides or setting up natural regeneration, that kind of thing. If you're in that situation, if you have less than 30 square feet of basal area, you don't have enough timber left to manage that as a stand. You might be able to hold that to have somebody come in a month or two, or after the whole thing, you know, kind of settles down to harvest that timber, but you don't have enough left for a manageable stand. So once you make that determination, the next thing you need to do is look at it and think, well, do I have enough to make a timber sale in the future when the prices are better? Do I have enough undamaged wood still standing there to make a future timber sale? And the kind of the threshold that we used for that was 15 tons of saw timber and or 25 tons of pulpwood. And we used that because those amounts make it where we have an economically feasible harvest for both the landowner and the logger. If you do have that much for a future timber sale, you're in good shape. You have enough there that you can have a sale in the future. If not, then you're probably not going to get anybody to come in because they don't have enough time. They don't have enough. Right now, everybody's in high demand for loggers, so it'd be difficult to get them in. And the third question brings up, can I salvage my damaged timber? And we use those same thresholds of 15 tons of saw timber and 25 tons of pulpwood in there to, do you have 15 tons of saw timber on the ground? Yes, then you have enough volume to bring in a salvage operation. If you don't have enough volume, your best bet would probably be to try to get some regeneration plans established.
Let's say I'm a timber landowner. I have this damaged timber on the ground and everything. How long can I wait before I have to make a move on this?
You need to be moving pretty quickly. 6 to 9 months is really the window of opportunity that we have. That's, you know, the outside edge. You've got blue stain fungus that starts to move in, and it's already being found in a lot of wood. Doesn't hurt the quality, just makes the color of the lumber blue. Nobody wants to buy blue lumber when you go to the Lowe's or Home Depot somewhere to buy it. So blue stain's a problem. You got other insects and diseases that can be a problem. Typically, that wood's drying out, and it's dropping from saw timber value to pulpwood value, and it's becoming less and less valuable the longer it lays there. So the quicker you can get it up, the best. They're going to try to get all that they can in probably the 6 to 9 month window.
Okay, let's change gears entirely here. Let's go up to a North Mississippi landowner. He doesn't have a whole lot of damaged wood and everything, but he is suffering from the big drop in prices that we're seeing on the markets right now. What should that North Mississippi timber landowner be doing right now?
Right now, you're right, they are suffering just like the South Mississippi, and a lot of us are focusing strictly on the South and not thinking about these guys up north. So what we need to do for them is right now, I would suggest not marketing your timber unless you just absolutely have to. I would hold that for the next 6 months to a year, hold that timber, and then put it on the market. I really expect prices to go up considerably because there's going to be a lot of wood demand for the future, especially when we start rebuilding all of the houses and industries and businesses on the coast. The demand for wood's going to go way up, so these guys are going to have a great opportunity to sell timber at a price higher than the pre-Katrina timber prices.
All right, that's Trey DeLoach, an extension forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. I'm Tim Allison, and this has been Better Farming. Have a nice day.
Better Farming is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.